You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's hour number three.
Ooh.
We've got a loaded bank of calls again that we're dealing with, and we want to get through everybody, so we want to go full buffet. We got lots to get to. So with all that being said, it is hump day,
yeah.
Wednesday,
yeah,
in New York City.
Yes.
So
they
when?
They need me.
They need you.
They want me on that wall.
They need you.
You need me on that wall.
So,
who's going to do it? You, San Diego? Did you order? You damn right I ordered it already.
So when it's hour number three, and you can't handle the truth,
I'm gonna send that power to one specific caller too, because I know she's about to come here and try and give me some smoke. So this is for you before we even click your name.
What does it mean?
It's the power hour, 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 Tessa.
Probably not.
It's the nut power. It's the sour.
No.
It's the sour.
No, it's power. Sour. It's power. And that's what we're going to do right now. Since you called her out, let's go to Tess right now. Tessa, Wes Caldwell. Tessa.
You already know.
I'm
trying to behave myself today.
Come with that little brick.
I already got the argument on the radio already early this week. So I'm already ready. You know, I've been ready for you, Bart. And Alan, you know what? You're sitting over here co-signing everything Bart is saying. All that hate he's spilling, you over here co-signing.
Did you see house party, Tessa?
Let me tell you real quick about LeBron, you freaking giant salt block, Bart. Okay, this man, all he has done is break records. He's not a drug user, an alcohol user. He's not a wife abuser, wife cheater. He represents
a glory
an amazing
hole.
Guy. All you could do is sit here and complain about, he does things that, like, we can already tell he's going to do. Nobody like him. Who liked Jordan? Who really liked him? His teammates, everybody hated his guts. And he was out here cheating sometimes.
He did win six straight. He did have a song.
You're out here bashing like LeBron because you're a hater. You name something bad LeBron has done off the court. I can name a whole bunch
what?
Of
what? Space Jam and House Party. He should be charged for that. Did you see the movie, Tessa?
The only thing you can hate LeBron for is his hairline. He can't let it go.
LeBron's hair look like somebody pulled a pepperoni off a hot pizza.
And Bart, let me tell you something right now. Listen, Bart, at the end of the day, you can say whatever you want about his hairline. That man is great, and he do great things. And he's about to break his record by sometime mid-February, and then you're going to find something to hate about that, too.
Okay.
Listen, at the end of the day, Bart, if all you could talk about with LeBron is his hairline, that he does everything so people can see everything, his movies stink, da, 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 if that's all you could talk about, that's you being nothing but a hater, because you can't say nothing else about that man. You can't say nothing.
You can't say
he don't work hard.
He's not
you
better.
You can't say he don't carry teams. You can't say nothing.
Well, I'm sure
I can't believe you're sitting here co-signing
I'm sure some of his teammates hate him, the ones that he traded for no reason. I'm sure Wiggins hate him for trading him, then give him a chance.
They wasn't carrying their weight.
Wiggins never got a chance to prove it.
And the ones that do have problems have him was jealous, like a Kyrie. You a problem. Y'all could have won like 85 billion championships together, but you wanted
probably
to be the man, Kyrie.
So.
Listen, all I'm saying is this.
He traded Wiggins.
Allen, you know how you are about LeBron and Eli. You know me.
And his shoes, even better than Jordan's. His shoes don't even look better than Jordan's.
You a damn liar. Jordan's sneakers is always going to be number one, but LeBron's is number two. You name another basketball player right now, sneakers is better than LeBron.
I like all the Kyrie's, and I like all the Kevin Durant shoes. Look way better than the Brick Bricks.
Bart, Listen, I'm telling you right
fact,
now. I'm telling you, Bart.
I read about the British Knights from Derek Coleman. Give me the British Knights from Derek Coleman.
And Give me the British. Be the referee.
Give me the.
I'm not playing around with you. Bart, listen, you better calm down before you bust your neck out of your shirt. You know you got that thick neck. You better calm down.
Tessa, give me the L.A. Gear lights from Karl Malone. Look better than them damn little bricks. Give me that like your life. At least I don't get lost.
Bart, you are such a stinking hater. I'm telling you right now, you're a stinking hater. You need to knock it off.
I got to be honest.
How great is LeBron?
I got to be honest.
How great is LeBron?
The Ewings are actually pretty nice, too.
But the only thing with Ewings, it should come with a disclaimer that you need strong hamstrings.
I had Ewings, too. I was super hell with my Ewings. With the strap at the back hanging out.
Those blue suede Ewings? Those are pretty hot.
I'd rather wear the Rasheed Wallace Air Force Ones.
The Air Force with the strap?
No, with the strap.
Right, so, Bart, what you saying? You wearing Shaqs? You wearing Shaqs?
No, I ain't saying.
I'm
wearing the Reebok Shaqs. Yeah, I'm wearing those. Those was dope.
No, Bart, hey, I'm talking about the
Tess. Gotta be Twizzle for life.
Tess, I'd wear the Starberries before I wear the LeBrons. I'll tell
gotta
you
be Twizzle for life.
You are wildin', you are wildin'. I know your team. You're not happy with your team, but Allen, you are
Tessa,
you wildin'.
Tessa, what place is LeBron in right now?
In regarding what?
The standings. His team. His team. Where's his team at right now?
Oh, they okay. All right, we 12. We 12.
Yeah. Can I use a term that you like to use a lot that always makes me smile?
Garbage juice.
What, trash?
Oh no. Yeah. But not just trash.
Garbage.
Come
juice.
On, take it to that level you take it to when you
LeBron,
talk about
LeBron's team is what?
Take it to that level.
LeBron's team right now
is what?
Tessa?
What are they? Hot what?
I cannot stop.
Nah, you know that's what you do.
They hot garbage. He's hot garbage juice.
Hot garbage.
I cannot stop it. All right. They are hot garbage. They wasted his talent. They trash. They all need to get on reserve. Is it reserve? I'm
no,
tired.
This is the team. This is the team that he GM'd. He got rid of Kuzman. He got rid of Zach Randolph. He got rid of Brandon Ingram.
Exactly.
Randolph looked like he might be a fake Zeebo. But he was a problem. Ingram was there. He was a problem. He was always fighting and doing stuff. But now he's amazing. That's why he's doing his thing.
Tessa, please tell me you seen House Party before you say anything.
No.
If you're a LeBron fan, please tell me you seen House Party.
Did you see it yet?
I did.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. Yeah.
And?
Listen. Yeah.
And?
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah. I'd
rather see I Got the Hookup Part 3. I'd rather see Master P make I Got the Hookup Part 4.
Right.
It definitely wasn't the best, but you know what, though? It had me laughing a little bit, you know?
Tessa, we ain't even got DVDs no more. And it went straight to DVD.
This is Tessa. Wait, we have it. Tessa at the movies watching this movie. Tess, we love you.
I love you guys. You know that. I was like that, though. Just laughing
because
LeBron.
And LeBron had all them black sprinkles in his head in the movie, too.
Why would you stop it, Tessa? We love you. Thank you. She gets so passionate.
Yeah, but you see,
we made one little, like, it was such
cracking a hook shot.
Like, it was such a, like, benign joke about LeBron, right? And she gets so upset. Let's continue with the calls. The Knicks won last night.
What?
Ended a losing streak. Yeah. Won at the Garden. A couple of stops
late. Why
did
he take himself out the lottery?
Donovan Mitchell went down. He was actually, he came back from missing three games with a groin injury. He had a groin strain.
Yeah.
Apparently, at the end of the game, he restrained it. Mm. And he limped off the court.
Came out too early because everybody wants to come to the Garden.
He wanted to play at the Garden, yeah. And he didn't really have a great game. He didn't shoot the ball well. And they stopped him on a couple of plays late, and they ended up hanging on to win the game. So they win the game. But, the question has been throughout the whole show is just where are they? Where are they going? And who is the star that they are next chasing? Because the feeling I get about this team when I talk to fans is it's either frustration or apathy.
Yeah.
It's disappointment or apathy. There's no one excited about them because, it's hard to be excited about, oh, good, you're going to make the playoffs and be out in the first round again. And that's just the frustration that's going on. So where do they go from here? We had Brian Windhorst on the show earlier, and when we asked him, okay, so who's that next star that they can chase? Because they have all these assets. They're set up to acquire a star in a trade. They didn't do it for Donovan Mitchell. So who is it? And Wendy said, I can't tell you.
Mm.
And he and I believe him. There is no name out there right now to say, watch this guy. And when people that bring up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Oklahoma City, for those who don't know him, he is a dynamic young guard from Kentucky who, yes, we all know this refrain. Let's all sing it together. The Knicks could have drafted but didn't. They passed him on the draft. So he has turned into a 30-point-per-game scorer. He's a magnificent scorer. So could they get him? And everybody believes, oh, the Thunder, they're always going to tank. They're going to do this and that. And as Wendy said, as I've told people, they are not tanking.
He got no trade clause.
He is a piece. No, he's not. But he's a piece of what they want to do going forward. Mm. They've already given him an extension. They have no interest in trading him. None. So forget that. So what name is it?
I wonder what are they doing over there with all the assets that they have.
Who they? The Thunder?
Yeah. They got more picks in the future than anybody.
They have a ton of picks. You're right. They
they're
have
like
the
Danny
most.
Ainge.
Yeah, they have
and
a ton of picks.
The Celtics.
And they're just waiting for an opportunity to use them, whether they're drafting players
they're
or they use,
way,
those pick, use those picks to move up. Not for him, though. Nobody's. If you're getting the first two picks in this year's draft, you are not trading them. You're getting two generational players.
Well, what if you swap?
Swap what?
I mean, you saw that with Trae Young and Luka.
No, you're not doing this. Mm. Those two players, but one and two, so, you are not trading those picks.
Why would you get Weiwei when you already got White Weiwei?
Because you can trade White Weiwei.
Why you going to trade White Weiwei? He ain't
never played
yet.
He's got a bad foot.
That's one bad foot.
And
so did Kevin Durant.
And Weiwei is better than White Weiwei. He's better.
We don't
way
know that.
Better.
We don't know that.
No, we know that.
He ain't
we
proven.
Know that.
He ain't proven.
Do you think I know basketball? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes,
okay.
You do.
I'm telling you, he's better.
You did miss Bobo, didn't you?
I did not miss Bobo.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
I said Bobo was Weiwei. And you said no
way. I don't know if he's
and
way.
You said no way.
But he's kind of like.
I said he's way. You said no way.
He's no way. Way.
Did you see what he did the other day? The Euro step jam on.
Oh
the,
my God! Yes.
Can I get to the yams, sweet heat yams?
It was yo. It's amazing to see when Jonathan Isaac came back though. All of a sudden now he's like but, pushed down the chart. That would
yeah,
piss
just,
me off. I'm him.
He has
if
the
I
greatest,
him,
he has the greatest
would,
highlights.
Yeah, I would demand a trade to the Knicks right now if I were him. If I was Bobo,
no,
demand a trade to the Knicks now.
He was a Piston, man. Dude was
for a minute.
We had him in there. He was a Piston,
and
man.
And you got scared. You got scared. You had no faith.
We need to take Joey D.
You didn't
D.
believe in
we
your
need,
medical
we,
people?
We need Joey D back, man. Mm. We need Joey D back at the The glory days for the
yeah.
Pistons
Dumars
was
and
Joey
Scott Perry.
D.
And Scott Perry.
We need Joey D back.
They built a hell of a team. Let's go to yeah. Ryan and yeah. West Nyack.
Passed on Carmelo, but
Ryan.
Hey, guys. Perfect. Thanks for having me on. I'm just honestly, it blows my mind a little bit that Jets fans could sit here and say they don't want Aaron Rodgers on this team.
Right.
I think the best option for them is get Aaron Rodgers for 2 years, pay him whatever you got to pay him.
I
even,
agree.
Even honestly, if you got to give up the two first-round picks, and, you know, you go up for all for it the next 2 years and try to win a Super Bowl.
Completely agree. Completely agree.
Sauce Gardner and all the rookies are going to come up on their deals in 4 years, and then you worry about the quarterback.
See,
but for the next 2 years,
exactly.
I don't see why you don't go for it.
If you can, that's the plan, Ryan.
Fine, Ryan. Finally, a very yeah. reasonable caller.
Yeah. That's the way. Oh, I got to hear this. We go to Smithtown on the island because Christian has an idea. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, pleasure, guys. Big Jet Knicks fan. This year hasn't really been the greatest for the Knicks, though, in my opinion.
Right.
And after hearing some news about Bob Myers possibly leaving the Warriors.
Where did that come from? Where did that come from?
I don't know. I saw the Bleacher Report. I saw a few. I'm actually
7-Eleven.com, right? That's Bart's favorite place to go because it's usually that means it's been produced somewhere else and they're just regurgitating it.
It's got the hot. Hey, that's what.
If it's a possibility of him possibly going out there and then the Knicks have an opportunity to probably get someone like him, going back to maybe guys that the Knicks could have drafted and never did. How about a guy that the Knicks never got a chance to draft back in 2009? With him already winning his four championships, with him already creating his legacy, what else to get past, say, that LeBron stigma of being the second GOAT in the league right now than to try to follow maybe Bob Myers to the Knicks and try to win one here in his later years of his life after him already winning four with the Warriors? I just think that could be something that can come full circle.
All right, so I'm just letting everybody know. So the source of this, I believe, is The Athletic, again, reputable. And what they're pointing out is that he is due for a contract extension. And, of course, everybody believes with all the success he's had, he should be the highest paid team executive in the league. And so if that doesn't happen, what you do, what anybody would do, what a player would do and all that stuff is, of course, to play the field and see what you're worth around the league.
so you get the most, maximize your market value. So, you know, like the owner said that he's already one of the top paid. The Bob Myers is smart because he's saying that I'm happy to be here, but everybody behind the scenes is letting it be clear that, you know, if my time is up here, if I don't see a future here, if they're not willing to pay me what I'm worth, I'll go somewhere else. And we all know the one place that is willing to pay is New York.
Mm-hmm.
And do you then say, let me bring in a guy who actually has done it and have him run this thing and let's go in that direction? I mean, that part to me is a real possibility if things this year don't, like if this looks like it's trending in the wrong direction. Because that is something that you do. You get frustrated. All right, you guys had a chance. You didn't get a star. Now I've got this guy with a resume and rings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring him in here and let him run this organization and see if we can get where the Warriors got. So I don't think that's a far-fetched thing, but I just don't see Joe Lacob and company out there. They print money just as much as Jim Dolan does.
Yeah, even
they
more.
Are that's filthy, tech, that's tech money, filthy yeah. rich. So I can't see them being outbid unless they want him to go. That's the only thing I can think of, Christian, on that front.
So how about – so, I mean, that's definitely a pipe dream. Obviously, it's something that Eddie Nick fan would want to have. It's just like the Jets wanting to get Aaron Rodgers or the Mets wanting to get Carlos Correa. I mean, at the end of the day, any fan would want that. That's a pipe dream. I also had a second name in there with them not doing as well as they have been the last couple of years and with them getting aging and looking to trade players is – why not revisit the Devin Booker idea and bring him in here as a shooting guard?
Yeah, that was another name. Another caller brought up Devin Booker, and I've just said I would love that.
Phoenix ain't
letting I'm all go. For it. They have a relationship with him, CAA background, all that stuff. Phoenix has a new owner who's got deep pockets.
He'll give his star.
And I just don't think they're going to blow that thing up. Christian, thanks for the call. Like, I just don't see that as, you know, again, that's why, like, Wendy would have brought that up. Well, you know, they're going through an ownership change. You never know what's going to go. This owner's got plenty of money, the new owner. That's all about to go down pretty. They're going to, that deal will be official pretty soon here. And once it is, it doesn't seem like they would now.
He's the only guy that has box office there. Like Chris Paul, Aiden, they don't right. leave nothing to yeah, sell no, to
and
fans.
Booker's homegrown. Like they love him yeah. there. Like, I don't see that. No, the reality is you don't know who is next. So this is what you got. This is it with the Knicks. This is what you've got. There is no savior out there to go get, at least not right now.
Mm.
But as we know in the NBA,
it ain't been for a couple
things
of
change.
Years.
Things do. Well, again, Donovan Mitchell was there.
I wonder what happens with the Timberwolves because I don't think they're going to end up doing anything with
but
all
who do you want
them.
Who do you really want there, though?
You want Karl Anthony Towns?
He's been hurt for months. He gets hurt.
That's why you got to
it's
think.
A, you know, like, I don't, is he that? Box is he a box office guy?
He's all NBA caliber.
I don't know. That's not moving it for me,
it's
man.
Like Julius Randle.
That's not moving it for me. So, yeah. Anyways, that's where it is. I'm sure people are listening to radio. Like, damn, really? Like, that's it? Like, you got nothing? And I'm being honest. I can make up stuff, but I'm being honest. Unfortunately,
y'all gonna end up with Tobias Harris.
We got lots of calls to get to. Hate you. Bad guy.
I'll stay with my Pistons.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You want to talk to the peeps?
The peeps, they still there.
Tons
they still there. They want to holler at your boy.
All right, good. Pick it. Go. Pick it. Radio roulette.
Pick it. Pick it.
Pick it. Pick it.
Let's go, Rob.
Rob. Rob and Wayne. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Good show. You know, the Jets and the Knicks have been in the same spot for years where they've had horrible draft classes. And last year they kind of both hit between Gardner and Johnson and Hall with the Jets. And, of course, you know, the Knicks did well with Sims. And, you know, they've got a guard now and they've got a swing three, too, or a large guard in Grimes. But historically they've done horribly in the draft. But the difference is, as Alan was saying, the Knicks are in no man's land because you need a superstar in the NBA to really make a team, and you're not going to get a superstar for what the Knicks can give, and there's no available superstar. On the other hand, the Jets, with a really good quarterback like a Rodgers, can make a real dent and get, I think, pretty far in the playoffs because they've already got a decent, solid team. So I think the Knicks are just in that spot where there's really nowhere to go. But if Rodgers takes two picks, you just give him two picks, and you're a competitive team. Thanks.
Yeah. No, you got it, Rob. I mean, I just feel like the Jets are right there. And every
they've had two good drafts.
And every expert has said that if you get what is the thing that we keep saying, the stat that really stands out the most?
22 points.
You average 22 points a game. Man,
you might be able to get it done with Ryan Tannehill. Don't frustrate you, but you might be able to get it done with Ryan Tannehill.
See, and that, I guess that takes us back to there's no sizzle to that, but that's also showing you that they're really not that far off. But if you look in your division and you look in the conference, the AFC is being dominated by great quarterbacks, right? At the very top is Mahomes, Burrow, Allen. Like, you've got great quarterbacks. Herbert, everybody thinks is going to ascend eventually.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, right? And this goes back to my Jalen Hurts is just a good quarterback. He's not – his ceiling isn't as high as Lawrence or Herbert. He's just
– I didn't even bring up Trevor Lawrence, who, by the way, you can see he's starting to ascend.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. People act like I'm not looking. He's a product of his environment. He's a good quarterback. He doesn't have the skill set. Not saying he can't have the success.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the skill set.
We try to coronate too many guys.
Yeah, it's like looking at Chris Paul, right? Chris Paul's a good player. He's not a superstar. He's not a superstar.
There was a time where he was considered the best point guard in the league.
Yeah, but he still wasn't considered a superstar.
Yeah.
He's never hit the height of Steph Curry. He's never hit the height of Isaiah Thomas.
He has never seen the postseason success. And that always is the thing that holds you back.
Yeah, you look at him like, but man, he's smart, he's skilled.
Yeah.
You didn't see special things. Like, he's one of the best point guards ever played.
He's just tough.
I'm talking about from it. Right.
Yeah.
But you didn't see the special stuff that you saw from Isaiah. You didn't see the special stuff that you see from Steph Curry. Okay. You don't see the special stuff that you saw from Allen Iverson.
I think the way you're putting it is this. Jalen Hurts is special, but he doesn't have the special.
Yeah, he can't.
What's his special? His special is leadership.
Yes.
You know, he's tough-minded.
He's smart, great decision-making.
Yeah, that's his special.
Mahomes throwing off platforms. It don't matter what it is. He's finding ways. Right. He's not
Burrow
athletic.
Walks into any place, and he's unflappable. Josh Allen has the multi-tools. Like,
yes,
everything.
Lamar Jackson.
Is similar to
the best.
Right.
All that doesn't mean.
Their special is tangible.
Right.
And that you need. That's the difference maker in all this stuff. All right, let's continue. Lewis in New Brunswick. Lewis.
Yes, hello. Good show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Just a point on the Knicks, and I know it's frustrating. I've been a Knicks fan for a long time, since the championship days. I don't want to say how old I am. But I have to agree with Alan about Julius, and I understand the organization's position on him. You know, it's like Bart, it's like Lombardi used to say when he used to hand out championship rings or what he had inscribed on them. He had D for desire on those rings. And Randall has that desire. I understand he's flawed at times, and sometimes he turns the ball over and in key spots or takes bad shots. But he's such a horse out there, and he has that desire.
That's
and I
great.
See the same thing. I see the same thing, I'm sorry, with Brunson and Quickley, and even Grimes looks like he's got it. But I got to tell you, I don't see that. I say this respectfully, Alan. I don't really see that with RJ and with Obi. I mean, they're great kids, but I don't see that,
fair.
See that same type of killer instinct.
What
you know?
You're saying is fair. No, Lewis, what you're saying is fair. Because that's the thing. Like what you're describing in Quickley, in Brunson, in Randall – is a reflection of the coach. Like, yeah. That's what I just think the coach is this way. He's just tough and he's just resilient, you know. And I think this too, and I appreciate the call. The Randall thing, those now who are trying to say, oh, you owe an apology for the criticism of him last year. You don't owe Julius Randall an apology.
He acted like an ass.
Because last year, like, even he said he had to get his mind right. All what he's doing this year is going back to what he was 2 years ago, which was a phenomenal player, an all-NBA player. That's what he's doing. So that's the standard he set for himself that we held him to last year and he didn't live to for various reasons. His body language sucked. His attitude sucked.
His leadership sucked.
The team wasn't good.
And he held the ball too much.
And there was a lot of things going on with him that it was fair to criticize him. Now that he is having success again at the standard he set 2 years ago, we can again say, you know what? He's playing great. And you can again now give him all the praise and the flowers for, like, last night, willing them to a win. You know, hitting some shots and making plays that mattered. Like that, all right, great, great. You're playing to that level. But this whole notion that we always have to be, everything's got to be everyone versus in this city. Like, that's ridiculous. There's no reason for an apology for fair criticism.
Right.
This is a lot different than booing Aaron Judge because he didn't get a hit in a playoff series. Right? That's stupid. Like, that's something that, yeah, you better apologize. The guy didn't earn those boos. He carried that franchise for most of the season down the stretch, especially when nobody else was hitting. You don't boo him because in the postseason, somebody's got him figured out. And there's no protection around him. So that's a different type of, you need to apologize for your criticism. But the Randall stuff, he earned it. And now he's earning all the applause as well. It's as simple as that. I don't understand that whole notion of time to apologize. They ain't apologizing to anybody for fair criticism. It wasn't personal. It was fair criticism. Let's go to Nick and Elizabeth. Nick.
All right, guys. First of all, 1,000% I agree with you on that, hon. Like, that Julius Randle criticism was fair. It was justified. And I think the issue is people get too much into some of the personal stuff.
Of course.
And that's why it's like, it's unnecessary. It's corny. Like, we're watching sports. Let's just watch it, enjoy it, critique them on the court. Who cares about everything else? That being said, about the Knicks, I said this about the Knicks 2 years ago when Randle was shining and he was balling. The Knicks should slow down at that point. I said it back then, and I'm still saying it now, and here's why. It took the Knicks almost 30 years to really develop some type of what I deem to be consistency in terms of just being in the discussion of the top, you know, 8. Now it's 10, right, with the playoff in the Eastern Conference. You got to take some time. You still, the ground still has to be fertilized a little bit more. Still got to get these high to mid-level draft picks if you can, these mid-level rotational guys in the free agency, and then you're going to get that star. It's not going to happen this year. That Devin Booker thing you guys were talking about earlier.
No, that's not happening.
It's possible. It's not happening, but it's a good thing to dream for.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely next year, see how the draft plays out. See how the season ends, free agency, et cetera, et cetera. Get those guys that are going to be free agents. Build the team. Get that Gary Trent Jr. You know, get those guys. Fill the team with those guys, you guys will be all right.
That's what's going to have to happen.
See, they would think like Gary that. Trent Jr. is R.J. Barrett, even though I think he's better.
He's a better shooter.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, who are you to get some? You got
to
give some.
Well, you'd have to give up. Like to get him. Now, he could be available at the trade deadline. And he could be a really good piece because, you know, he's somebody that can score.
By RJ.
You'd have to make him a bench player, but what are you giving up for him?
RJ.
And you're not getting him for nothing.
RJ and Quigley.
No, come on. That's silly. That's way overpay. But I appreciate you trying. 800-919-3776.
Y'all don't understand. Why somebody going to give you something if you got a weak package?
But he just gave me two. Like, you're not getting two plays for a guy whose contract is up. Come on now. I'm making you better.
That might be the.
I'm looking out for you. I'm protecting you.
I appreciate
from
that.
Unnecessary criticism.
I appreciate that, but that might be the only way you can get something is by making sure.
Not two young guys. Stop. All right. Please don't. I'm protecting you. Trust me. I got your back on this one. Okay. Footprint.
Obi Toppin.
No. You're not wrong about that one. Could be something like that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's time for Bart and Han's Lunch Money, presented by Gosling's. What we have for you today, Caesars Sportsbook now has your lines and your over-unders for the championship Sunday. This is now this is your Super Bowl matchups. That's what this is, Super Bowl matchups. So, if the Eagles and Bengals play, Bart, who would you think would be favored?
Probably the Eagles.
Correct.
Number one seed. You just got best record.
You could take the Eagles laying one against Cincinnati if you wanted to. 47.5 as your over.
A Burrow is greater than Hurts.
Niners, Bengals. What would that be in your mind?
It probably would be Bengals.
Pick them. Right now it is a pick them at 46.
You got a Purdy versus a Burrow.
And then Niners, Chiefs.
You probably would say the Chiefs.
Pick them. Eagles, Chiefs.
Probably would go Eagles, but I would say Chiefs.
Eagles laying one. So Eagles clearly.
They're basically saying Eagles the
best. Eagles the favorite. Bottom line, Eagles are the favorite. That's what they're telling you. Favorite to win the Super Bowl. You agree with that?
Hell no.
Who is the favorite out of the four teams? In your mind,
the Bengals.
Yeah, I know. There's something about. Did you see the Namath thing? Namath did a whole thing for SportsCenter about Burrow and all the Joes, the great Joes at quarterback. He said something about the name, and like he threw a lot of praise at Burrow. Loves him.
Yeah, because it's how he plays the position.
Swagger too, you know.
Yeah, it's how he plays the position too. You know what I mean? Like you just think with those weapons, he always has answers. I mean, he got Hayden. Like, he didn't have three linemen last week, but he had Hayden Hurst, who can win one-on-one, right? You saw him with the fake, you know, great plays design. But then you got Jamar Chase, who can win one-on-one, Higgins, who can win one-on-one. And then when you forget about everybody, Tyler Boyd comes like, yo, son, like, they got two first-round draft picks.
They have a number two who's really a number one in T. And then they have a number three who's like a number two in Tyler Boyd.
It's equivalent to, like, if this year the Jets say, you know what, 13 – their best player on the board is a receiver. Let's just take him.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, they got two young receivers.
Stack up.
But this is why you have to take advantage of it, because you have the only team that don't have to take advantage of it is the Chiefs, because the Chiefs have already purged and lost good people, right? They've already been there, right?
Shown they can survive.
Yeah, they won the first one, and then the second one they lost the pieces. Now, when you look at Cincinnati will never be the same. Because now they have to pay people.
Right.
They've been trying to franchise Jesse Bates on the defensive side, who's important. He's just as good as Hyde. He's just as good as Poirier.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's their All-Pro Bowl guy, but they can't come up with a contract for him. Higgins, they're going to lose. So that means he's going to graduate. It's just going to be two. So if Ja'Marr Chase can't stay healthy like he hasn't been able to stay healthy the last couple of years, then now you're stuck with, you know, not a great, you know, receiving core. So that's why they have to win now. Now, this is their second time at the Super Bowl. They got to cash in this one if they get there or they get close. Because if not, they're going to start finding themselves like the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills window is closing. This is the year where they had to win.
They don't want to hear that, but I think it's real.
This is the year when they had to win it because they're going to lose Gabe Davis.
Can you imagine next year? That
had a three-year window.
Gabe Davis would be a big loss. I know they have Diggs. Diggs was not happy, by the way.
Yeah, but he's the only one.
But if there is a real scenario. Now, again, it's still.
And then we start questioning Josh Allen as a leader.
As a finisher.
Yes.
The probability, though, exists for Josh Allen to look next year and go, oh, Tom Brady's back in the division? Aaron Rodgers is now in this division.
Just because that
it could happen, and now all of a sudden you're not the big dog like you used to be.
But the thing is, they can't run the ball. They already spent the money on Von Miller. Who knows what he's going to be coming back from an ACL at 34? And also, they're going to lose a guy like Gabe Davis, who is a guy that helps you when you take away Diggs. So now, what you're going to start questioning? Well, he had his window; it opened and it closed. Same thing you can say about Dallas; it opened and it closed because you only have like 2 years after you pay your quarterback to win before that window closes, because you start losing people and you don't have the depth. So now, what happens is when you don't have the depth, you need everybody to stay healthy.
Yes, and then you know how that goes.
And when you go with that scenario, nobody ever stays healthy. You always lose a key person.
Rams.
Yes.
Rams went all in. They won the Super Bowl. Everybody can't stay healthy. And now look where they are. They're in this start-over position. All right, it's Lunch Money, presented by Gosling's. Want a reason to escape to Florida this winter? Our friends at Gosling's Rum and the official rum of the Honda Classic PGA Tournament. They're giving away an amazing golf experience to one lucky winner. Go to goslingsgiveaway.com to learn more. The contest is open to U.S. residents 21 and over. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited for official rules. Visit goslingsgiveaway.com. So you know what else happened yesterday, Bart, we didn't get to touch on?
What?
Patrick Ewing.
What?
As head coach at Georgetown, finally won a Big East game.
What more do you want from me?
Tell me about it. They went 29 Man. Straight games.
What more do you want from me?
Which was just painful to watch. They were calling for his job. He was 0-9 in conference to start.
They finally won
a Big East game. They beat DePaul.
Wow.
They won at home, 81-76.
That's
the longest losing streak in the history of the Big East Conference. Their last regular season win was in March of 2021 against Xavier.
Yeah, he's our friend of the show.
We love Patrick. Yeah.
But it might be time.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's let the K-Show take over from here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.